Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And oh, what an awesome teaching yesterday, Dan, on that Monday morning teaching where we ask the question, who are you? Are you a sheep or are you a goat? So we hope that throughout this week, the Holy Spirit will give us the answer. Who's going to give us the answer? The Holy Spirit, as we study His Word. Because we get the characteristic of a sheep, and we also see the characteristic yesterday of a goat. We also know where they're seated. The sheep is on his right hand. The goat is on his left hand. The sheep is on his right hand. The goat is on his left hand. The sheep goes into eternal bliss, righteousness, goes to inherit the kingdom of God. The goat that is on his left hand goes into eternal punishment. And why? Because one do and one didn't.
Stewardship.
Yeah. Was it different here? Mm-hmm. One do and one didn't.
Mm-hmm. How they steward what they had.
Isn't that something?
Stewardship. The ones who steward what they had.
Yes.
The ones who were able to provide when there was the hungry. The ones who were able to provide to those who were thirsty. The ones who were able to take in the stranger. The ones who were able to clothe the naked, to visit those who were sick, who stewarded their talents properly. They were effective. They were the ones, it said, enter in to them. But the ones who were not able to properly steward what they had, who said there was a separation from what they had and what they would use for the kingdom of God, those, he said, no, you're going into everlasting punishment. So there's some situation. There's people who are in need. And it's not just money need, financial need. There's people who are in emotional need. There are people who need the hope of the witness that you carry. And when we had National Day of Prayer last month, we were at City Hall, and Pastor Bostic, she was praying for the homeless in the city of Cocoa. And automatically it just came in my spirit that I would just start to ponder how many of the people who are homeless in the city of Cocoa are homeless because of a relationship that needs to be reconciled. How many of them have somebody who would have been willing to, a family member, a friend, somebody that they had a relationship with? If there was reconciliation in the relationship, how many people would still be homeless? If there was compassion, everybody has family.
Yeah.
Everybody has friends, relationship. Why is it on a stranger or the city to have to come up with something? When people have family members. So what if relationships were reconciled? How does that come? By the preaching of the gospel. How does reconciliation come in relationships? By the anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit to unwork the works of bitterness and unforgiveness and to bring them into peace, to bring them into joy, to bring them into reconciliation. I'm sure it at least be half. I want to maybe even say 75% of the people who are homeless, if they reconciled relationships that they had, and their own family, their own friends, then they were able to come and be an asset in that household with them and to be able to move forward from there. And if they were healed from addiction, I know not every homeless person's addicted, I'm not saying that, but some are. And if they were healed from their addiction by the power of the Holy Spirit, to be able to use their mind to operate in wisdom from above, to be able to do great exploits instead of hookery and crookery.
Yeah.
So when transformation comes, that hope comes through people sharing the witness. You know, because we know systems, government systems at every level, local, federal, they've thrown a lot of money at different situations that haven't gotten any better. So how much more now if the people of God would do what God said and to go out and to witness? Witness of what? This great hope.
Yes.
That we have in Christ, that he is a healer, he is a redeemer. He can reconcile that relationship. He can repair that heart. He can reverse that hold of addiction. He can do that. He can give you wisdom to be able to operate with the finances that you have. Because, you know, a lot of people who are homeless, they do have finances. They just don't have enough. So what if they teamed up with somebody else? What if they came into a partnership with somebody else and they put their resources together, because now they're operating in integrity. They're operating in honesty and they could trust one another. Why? Because of reconciliation of relationships. So this comes from us being a witness to people who are in brokenheartedness. All those things that we went over yesterday in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, where Jesus said that the anointing that was upon him came to do, to preach the gospel to the poor. He was sent to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. It doesn't say he would give them all money. It says it was the anointing that caused those situations to change.
That's right. And so when we identify who we are in Christ Jesus, then we are able to function within the scope of that laid out by the Holy Spirit for our life. Because Jesus says to the disciple, don't let your heart be troubled, because there's one that is coming that will be with you all the time. And he is the master teacher. He will teach you all things. And he will bring all things to your remembrance. Everything that I have taught you, the Holy Spirit will make sure you remember them. And so that you can function. And, when we look in Matthew here, 25, and we see how the sheep work, the born again work, when we have an encounter with God, like Saul, who had that encounter, Pastor Dan, mm-hmm. and Damascus Road, he has a heart transplant. His whole attitude towards humanity changed. His entire mind. He has a whole heart transplant that changed his behavior towards humanity. And that's why he goes out to bring the gospel, tell everyone about the gospel, the good news. And here it's saying, when you are a sheep, you follow the shepherd. Because sheep don't lead themselves. They are guided by the shepherd. So if we are sheep, we'll follow the master shepherd who is leading us. And he's going to lead us to this group of people. And once we get to this group of people, we have the resource. All of us have it. Mm-hmm. So we can minister effectively to this people group.
They didn't lose anything
right.
by giving from what they had. Because in verse 37, it says, then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink?
Drink.
When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, surely I say to you, inasmuch as you did to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me.
Yeah.
So they were doing these things just out of love, out of compassion. They were suffering no loss.
That's
because
right.
if they were suffering a significant loss
they
in the amount of food they had and the amount of clothes they had, all this stuff, they would remember.
Yeah,
you remember. But they said no. This is just, we do this with ease. Why? Yeah. Because it's flowing from a heart full of compassion. It's flowing from what you have already delivered to us. And that's the difference in the parable of the talents. Because we know, starting in verse 14, it tells us of the same chapter, Matthew chapter 25, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country.
Come on.
Who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them.
Yeah.
And to one he gave 5 talents, to another two, and to another one, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the five talents went and traded with them and made another five talents. And likewise, he who had received two gained two more also. But he who had received one went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received five talents came and brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me five talents. Look, I have gained five more talents beside them. And I want to draw emphasis on what he said. He said, Lord, you delivered to me. It was you who gave me the five talents, and I have gained five more talents besides them. So this person who received the five talents had an awareness that the Lord delivered to him five talents.
Yeah.
And he gained five more talents.
Yes.
Based on that. So he received what was given to him. He said, Lord, you delivered it to me, and I utilized it to bring forth five more talents. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things.
So he can do more now.
Into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received two talents came and said, so let's look at the same language, the person who received two. Lord, you delivered to me two talents. So they were given and they received it. They say, you delivered. They know who it came from, that it was delivered onto them for their multiplication to be utilized in the earth. Look, I have gained two more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Then he who had received one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. So this third who received the one talent, there's a separation. He said, I went and hid your talent in the ground. He didn't say, you delivered to me one talent. When something's delivered to your door, you know it's for your use, right? When your Amazon package is delivered, you open it and you begin to use it. It's delivered onto you. But this person did not say that you delivered to me one talent. He said there's a separation between what's
God and
what's
man. Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.